Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At one point or another, you reach your breaking point, and I have reached it. I am not a nice person anymore.
Wait a minute. I mean, are we talking about your new parking lot, right?
Yeah, it's been 3 days.
I was going to say, it's been 10 seconds.
So we're selling our home, and we've moved into a rental for 3 months until our new home is ready. So we've got this weird in-the-middle time period. Mm. And for the first time ever, we're living in an apartment building, which we've never done before.
Yeah.
And you know, it's exciting in a lot of ways. It's also terrifying. But for the first time in a long time, I have a reserved parking spot. So somebody keeps parking in our parking spot. And we have to pay for it. Like, you have to pay extra money. Because I leave for work so early, I wanted, a specific one that was really close to our door.
You don't have to justify it. You're paying for your parking space. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do this in condo complexes everywhere. Yep. It's your parking space.
Now, how do I get this person to stop it? Because at first I was like, all right. So I sent an email to the management. Hey, guys. You know, we just moved in. We just moved in today.
Yeah.
That car is still on our spot. You know, and then, they send you an email back. Take a picture of the license plate and send it to us. Okay, so we send it. You know. Hey, guys, it's 2 days now. It's still there.
Yeah.
And now that's it. No more Mrs. Nice Girl.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, well, it's the work week now, so you've got to plan for this every day. You don't want to deal with this. You know, I mean, places that I lived before, honestly, they would have just pulled up and towed it. I mean, they do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for a space. You know it. And you're forewarned as a resident. And if you're a guest, who cares? You put your car there. You saw it had a number. I assume they're numbered or there's a sign with a number or whatever.
Both.
Okay.
There's both.
Great. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's glaring right in their face. Get out of here.
All right. So now I'm done being Mrs. Nice Lady.
Yeah.
It's time to be Mr. Bad Guy. What do I say?
Yeah, good cop, bad cop. Now you're
whatever.
Bad cop.
Not bad cop.
I don't know why you had to change genders, but okay.
Listen.
She's upset. She's flustered.
I'm mad.
She's upset. Right.
Yeah. All right. Producer John. Yeah. Producer Sean and Raven, wrong answers only. How do I get this person, Honda Civic, out of my parking spot?
Anna, I know you're frustrated, but you're approaching this all wrong. I've lived in apartments my entire life. You can't get mad in these situations. You got to just be nice. You know what you should do? You should write them a nice little note. You should say, hi, how are you? I've noticed that you park here all the time. In fact, I notice you quite often. You seem like a very special person, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow. I'm very excited. I'm going to see you very soon.
Okay. Do I have to do it in the same creepy voice? I guess
I think that delivers the feeling.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's a letter. He said write a note.
Yeah, just write a note. You put it
it's when they read it in their inner monologue. I think he's envisioning that they'll hear it in a creepy voice.
Should I also doodle little hearts all around it?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Sean, wrong answers only. What do I do to get this person out of my parking spot?
I got to say, I sympathize with you in this because I'm going to do the same thing in my apartment. But with that being said, take their license plate down, wait for them to leave, and when they do, just call the cops and be like, yeah, there's a drunk driver on the road. Give them their license plate.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
Bye-bye car.
Wrong morally, but effective.
True.
Right. I mean, it's going to ruin their day, too.
Yeah.
I would say add a welcome sign, you know? I mean, hey, Honda Civic, I'm so glad that you feel free to park here despite the fact that I pay for this spot right now. Please feel free to park here again today. And then an arrow pointing right down to the space there. And maybe they'll take that and go, they've noticed. I should stop now.
Wrong answers only. What do I do to get this person out of my parking spot? 1-800. Wrong answers only. What do you do when somebody is parked in your reserve spot? You can call 1-800-330-9999. It's been, 3 days in my new apartment? I'm only going to be there for 3 months, but I have a special reserve parking spot that I pay for, and there's been a car that hasn't moved from it. I keep complaining to management. They're not doing anything about it. It's time for me to take matters into my own hands.
Yeah, you got to get serious, man. Let them know that you're not to be toyed with.
Sure. I want the proper channels, and I've gotten nowhere. So wrong answers only. How do I get this car out of my spot? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Okay, well, I'm hoping this is a wrong answer, but I live in a condo, and we deal with the same situation that you're going through. What we do is we block them in, and then when they're ready to leave, we don't answer our door.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Right, just let them sit there for a while. Right, and then when you finally come to the door, sorry about that. Yeah, it's inconvenient, right?
Yeah.
Think about what you've done at this point. You like that? You sit out of that car for 20 minutes. Hope you don't have a doctor's appointment.
Rebecca, wrong answers only. What should Anna do with this person that's been parking in her parking space?
This is going to sound kind of savage, but I like egg their car. That's what I do.
That is savage.
Like, how you like them eggs?
Yep, what you did there.
A bold move, because of course, they gotta assume it's you. So then when you go and park in your own space, now all of a sudden you gotta worry about retaliation.
That's why it's a wrong answer.
Also eliminates the possibility of me dressing like a ninja and going out and trying to do it all stealthy.
Cindy, wrong answers only. What do you do when someone is parked in your reserved parking spot at your apartment complex?
I take my baby's diaper and I smear it all over their window.
Oh,
that is a terrible, terrible thing to do. And oh my gosh. Like, I mean, you're an animal. I mean, that's what you're doing. Like, you are an animal.
You could have just left it on the hood and that would have been a message enough. To take it a step further seems terrible.
Like an angry ape. You're like King Kong with a baby diaper.
That is definitely wrong answer. Don't do that. I mean, I don't hate anybody enough to do that, I think. Yeah.
I mean, one thing's for certain, though. You do that, and nobody will ever go near your parking space again. Nobody that ever witnessed that or heard that story would never approach again.
All right, Amanda, what do you do? Wrong answers only when someone is parked in your reserved parking spot.
I have Vaseline in my car for my chapped lips and like chapped hands. So I would take some of that and put it on the handle of their car door so that when the next time that they go into their car, they just have a little sticky mess on them.
Or wipe it all over their windshield too. That was the first thing I thought.
Yeah, because it doesn't come off.
No.
Like you have to like scrub it and scrub it.
Gosh.
It's like there's always a smear there.
And no matter how much you scrub it, you still see it. It's there forever. Vaseline is there forever.
It's weird, huh?
It is weird.
Why does Vaseline do that to glass?
What is it made out of? Magic sauce?
Oil.
Oh.
So, kinda.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.